Perfeitamente. Good afternoon to everybody, and please be welcome to the second quarter 2022 earnings conference call from Energisa. We inform you that this video conference is being recorded and it will be available at the company's IR website, where the presentation will also be available. We highlight that for those that may need simultaneous translation, the tool will be available in the globe icon written interpretation located at the bottom center of your screen. By selecting it, choose the language you prefer, Portuguese or English. For those that are listening in English, there's the option to mute the original audio, clicking mute original audio. For the Q&A, we suggest that all the questions must be sent via the Q&A icon located at the bottom of your screen as well. After the presentation, your name will then be announced and your question will be made live. In this moment, a request to activate your microphone will show up on your screen. Considering that some of the panelists will be remotely on this call, instability may occur, taking impact on the response time, especially during the Q&A. We count on your comprehension. We highlight that the information contained in this presentation and the eventual statements that may be done during this call related to business perspectives, projections, and operational and financial goals of the company, they are beliefs and expectations of the company's administration. Also related to the future. The following statements are not proof of performance because they are linked substantially in market conditions to happen. And they depend on other factors that may happen or not. The sector performance from Brazilian economy, among other factors, also about the risks presented in the files of the call. They may affect the future of energy. In these future considerations, it may change. Now I'd like to call Maurício Botelho, Financial Director and Investor Relations of the company, to start our presentation. Maurício, please go ahead. Thank you, everybody. Good afternoon to all. It's a pleasure for me to start on this earnings conference call from Energisa. Now, referring to the second quarter, we have here with us Ricardo Botelho, CEO of Grupo Energisa, the Vice President of Regulation, Daniele Salomão. Oh, the Vice President. Jorelio Souza, Vice President of the NET. Just a second, it looks like my audio is having some issues. Just 1 second. Yeah, I hope it got better. Keep moving on. We have the Vice President of Regulations, Alexandre Ferreira, and the Director of the Production Receipts. We have Rodrigo Santana, this Regulatory Strategy Assessor, and remotely, we have the Vice President, Roberta Godoy, of Energisa, and the Revenue Collective Director. And starting our presentation, on our second slide, we have an important advice. Please read it before we start any informations. And on the next page, we have a summary of the following highlights that I'm going to explain during the presentation. And please move on to slide number 5. We're going to show about the market on the second quarter that we had an improvement on 1.4% comparing to the same time in the last year. On the commercial classes, the public power and on the industry, they helped on this growth. They represent about 45% of the total consumption of the quarter. We have a highlight to the industrial class that had a growth of 4%, with most of this activity improving the energy consumption. And especially on the food production, about the refrigerators, that they made a boost on these exports. And if you talk about Mato Grosso do Sul, Espírito Santo, and Minas Gerais, they presented these high numbers. We also have a positive number on the paper sector in Minas Gerais, and the non-metallic products on Mato Grosso, Paraíba, and Tocantins. Related to commercial class, 10 distributors, they presented a high number, highlighting Mato Grosso do Sul, Tocantins, Paraíba, and Sergipe, motivated with the malls, industries, food industries, and stores. They were the main factors with this take back of activities after the big impact of COVID. Another highlight, it's on the public power that presented a record on the growth numbers, about 28% comparing to the last year. And with all the distributors presenting a number of two-digit tax, the take back on presidential activities, mainly on education and judiciary, it was determined. And talking about the residential classes and on the farms, that together they represented 47% of consumptions. They had a reduction of 0.8% and 10.6% respectively. Both classes, they were affected by a smaller time calendar to work, and with the weather as well, especially on Central West, Southeast, and Northeast. Their farming area was affected with the smaller utilization of watering with the rains above the average. And with also the reduction of the number of clients that they were remanaged to the residential classes because of ANEEL. And the accumulated consumptions of the semester, the growth was about 1.9%. That highlight was about of Energisa Rondônia with a growth of 7.3%. And we have to say about losses of energy. This is slide 6. For 5 quarters in a row, we are below the regulatory standards. Energisa ends the quarter with energy losses of 12.71% or 0.49 percentage points if we check on the 13.20%. And despite the losses that we had on June 2022 comparing to March 2022, but we have we had an improvement of 34.8 gigahertz comparing June 2021. Only two distributors had an elevation, Sergipe and Mato Grosso, comparing to the second quarter of 2021. I must say that we had a variation of 0.19 percentage points of electric loss increment happened on Mato Grosso. It was caused mainly because of the increase of temperature at the end of June that increased as well the energy requested without the same effort. We expect this seasonal effect may be compensated in the next months, working together with our combat to loss energy losses. For the distributors from Acre and Rondônia, the results were excellent. We had a reduction on the losses of 1.71 and 1.33 percentage points, respectively, comparing to June 2021. Energisa Acre is already below the regulatory limit, and Energisa Rondônia is also on its reduction trajectory, being 0.74 percentage points above the regulatory limit. And please, let's go to slide number 8 about the quality indicators. All these numbers, these factors, they had amazing development, all of them below the regulatory limits of DEC, in fact, with the exception of Mato Grosso, because it was impacted of weather conditions that were contrary on the last quarters, but presenting, despite of this, an improvement on this second quarter comparing to the first quarter of 2022. I must highlight as well that Rondônia presented the historic minimal for the indicators of DEC and FEC, being below the regulatory limits, besides Borborema, Acre, and Paraíba, that had this historical minimum numbers with FEC. And this continuous improvement of indicators of quality, it was determined to that Energisa that they would use to conquer the Abradee, the Prêmio Abradee, the Abradee prize for the concessions below 500,000 consumers. And for above 500,000 consumers with with evolutions in many other conceptions of group energies as well. And now we're go to the financial highlights. We're going to talk about the manageable costs. And you can notice that our PMSO had an increase of 4.5% comparing on a comparison between quarters, quite below the inflation on this period of 11.9%. And we must look at the improvement of the price of commodities. It affected the line of materials. And if we it would be even bigger on the cost increase. We highlight the fuel numbers and lubricants with higher numbers. And we talk about the inadimplência, we end with the number of 1.38% compared on this last 12 months compared to 0.43% compared to the same time on last year, an increase of 0.95 percentage points compared to the same time. And it's important to highlight that on these last 12 months ended on June 2021, it counts the effect, non-recurring effect of the reversion because of the emission of FIDC of R$95 million, would made a benefit. And on this slide as well, we present the provisional amount of on the quarter, the provision for credits that had a number of 116.6 million. It's a reflection of mainly the increase of the PPSCLD and of the distributors, which can be explained with the increase of the ticket of the bills that enter on the provision and the reversion as well that happened on the second quarter of 2021, if we must compare with the next year. And on the next slide, we're going to talk about EBITDA. We had an evolution of 22.2% or 307.9 million reais comparing to the same quarter of last year. We achieved a number of 1.7 billion reais on this quarter. If you could check the 6 month period, the evolution was about 28.8%. We had the number of 3.5 billion reais. And about the recurring EBITDA, the growth was 2.8% on the quarter and 23.4% on the semester. The growth of 308 million on EBITDA on this quarter, part of it is explained with the increment of 134 million of VNR between the trimester. And this is 233.8 million on the second quarter, comparing to 99.8 million on the second quarter of 2021. And I must highlight as well of the recurring EBITDA, and if you can talk about the last 12 months. If you talk also about even the second quarter of 2018, and we got an annual growth number of 30% by year, if we check on this. And we say about the revenue, liquid revenue. On this quarter, it was about 990 million, 31.1% bigger than the 749 million registered on this amount last year. If check about the non-recurring, if we adjust about the non-recurring effects, this quarter we presented a reduction of 15.7% and a growth of 11.9% if we compare this on the semester. And about the derivative markets, most of it influenced by the subscription bonus, we've registered a number of 398.2 million positive, comparing to the number of the last quarter of 142 million. Yeah, if you check on the right side of the slides with the non-recurring numbers of VNR, it ended helped. It helped on 104.5 million. And if you check on this number as well, 256, and if you check about transmitter and other effects, it's gonna be around 15 million. And when we go to the to slide 14 about the investments, it was still, the total was about 1.6 billion reais, an improvement of 76.2% compared to the 909 million reais registered in the second quarter of 2021. The distributors, they being the main segment that's in the, about the investments of the group, representing 70.3% or 1.2 billion reais with all the amount invested in the second quarter of 2022. We highlight as well the investments made on the Parque Solar Rio do Peixe on Paraíba. We have an expectation for this to start in September 2022 with the capacity, installed capacity of 70 megawatts peak. Among 90% of this plan, 90% of this plan is commercialized on the open market and contracts to 3 to 5 years. If we follow up with the investments on the generation segment, we had the number of 129 million on the second quarter, a growth of 184.1% compared to the second quarter of the last year. And right now the installed capacity is from 96.6 megawatts peak on a total of 33 users connected. If you talk about the evolution, we highlight the investments made in the HAP evolution. And we keep moving on our projects in construction that we invested on the second quarter, totaling 156 million reais. We highlight the Tocantins, the Lodge 4, acquired on an auction on December 2018. The main is on 77% physical advance, and we expect to deliver it on November this year. And when we talk about the greenfield, the total that we expect to get is 3.2 billion reais, being 1.9 billion reais it's already going to be achieved until the second quarter of 2021. And we talk about M&A transmission, the enterprise value, the number of the business, they were about 2.6 billion hash. And also on this slide, we show the HAP evolution, also with the readjustment that was given by NAL on July 12th. And also the wrap, they also shows the number of the auction that happened on June 2022 and shows the evolution that can achieve 781.5 million on the period of time of 2022-2023, with an increase of 167.8 million, which the Gemini represents 362.9 million reais that on the acquisition that was concluded on June 10th of 2022. On this perform of the cycle 2022-2023. We also consider a wrap of 17.7 million reais on the auction. The auction that happened on the first half of 2022, that is gonna be called Energias Amazonas Transmissora 2. I would like as well to highlight that the company, we are aligned, 100% aligned with these growth plans for the next years on this segment. On the next slide, we're gonna talk about GD, the distributed generation. It has a growth of more than 150% on this period. And we had a growth of 78.5% on the last 6 months, and achieved 14 million reais. And the investments on the segment were about 232 million on the semester. And on the next slide, we're gonna talk about subscription bonus. Most of it is concentrated on BNDES, 99%. They subscribed or they requested the subscription until the day 15th. Talking about the number of actions, it represents 12.4%, and the resources are gonna be about around 740 million reais by Friday. With this, the company that closed the quarter with 2.8 times, it's gonna have a reduction of 0.23. Then that's what I have to talk right now. And I'm gonna end the presentation and we're gonna open for the Q&A. Please, operator. Now we're gonna start the Q&A session. We please ask that you make all your questions all at once. Remind you that to you to make any questions, we suggest that they be sent via the Q&A icon at the bottom of your screen. Your name will be announced that you'll be able to ask your question live. In this moment, a request to activate your microphone will show up on your screen. Please wait while we catch all the questions. The first question comes from Marcelo Sá, sell-side analyst from Itaú. We are gonna open your audio so that you can ask your question. Please go ahead. Hi, everybody. Thanks for the call. I have some doubts that I would like to help. The first one's up around the GD. And we'll be talking in May about the information, more complicated information on connection, mainly on Semigaria. I'd like to know if it was solved, if it's working properly as we expect. And the second question is, I would like to understand a little bit more what we have predicting about the BNDES with the sales that they're gonna have with the stakeholders, with the debentures, if it's gonna be something that may happen this year, if BNDES is gonna hold this, or if it's gonna be something that's gonna be happening after the elections. Okay, keep myself Good afternoon. I'm going to start with the second question, okay? And then the first question, I'm going to see if I can transfer to one of our friends here about Mendez, okay? I'm keeping in touch with the bank. And it's on our plans, strategic plans, bank strategic plans, to check with our sales, okay? And we don't know when it's going to be happening, at what price, if it's going to be before or after the election. I don't know about this. But at least we have a vision of, strategic vision of the bank, of what's going to happen with our numbers. And about the GD, maybe Roberta. Roberta's here. Yes, I am. Good afternoon to everybody. Thanks, Marcel, for your question. Like you guys have seen, on this quarter, we added a capacity. We have ended the last quarter with 78.4 megawatt peak. And this one, we ended with 93.2 per peak on this time as well that we're talking. And on the that we are speaking, it's 96.2 peak. We had an increase, but we have some challenges as well of connection. Obviously, with the volume, we imagine that the challenges that CEMIG especially is facing, but we believe that this may be equation during the second semester. We count on this after effort with part of the distributor with CEMIG in a way that it doesn't change the plan that we expect to happen on this year. Okay, thanks. Thanks for your question. And if you may allow me to have another question about Celgi. We had some market gossip that we are on the process, that you've made a call. And I know that you guys aren't allowed to say, but what you can say about this, please. I understand that we have a lot of regulatory questions that may be addressed to make sense to do them something. For example, we check about the numbers on the company that invests on this, and the quality may be not good, and we have an eventual risk of this investment that they may be not acknowledged if we look ahead. And since it's a bilateral auction, and since we're going to be working with the other company, if it's possible, if they are negotiating with this other company, how can this be arranged? If it works all together with the regulatory group, if it makes sense for both parts, or if it doesn't. Thank you. About Goiás. Since you know Energisa is a relevant player on the distribution sector, we always are going to be analyzing all the opportunities that may show up ahead. But it's going to be hard to talk about these opportunities, specific opportunities, if we are or if we are not analyzing this. But about the second part of your question, and about this regulatory question, and now how it negotiates about this, we're going to pass this question to Alexandre. Marcelo, boa tarde. It's hard to tell about these opportunities, but the law, it gives these informations as well. The next question comes from Maria Carolina Ferreira Carneiro, sell-side analyst from Credit Suisse. We're going to open your audio so that you can ask your question. Maria, please go ahead. Hi, guys. Good afternoon to everybody, and thanks for the call. I have two questions as well. The first one is about the renewable energy. And your guys are developing the Rio do Peixe company. And if you have any unestablished goals on Investor Day, and you hope to add some AMR projects, I'd like to know if on what we are right now, if it's a stress number of CapEx, if it changed something. If it changes something about the developments at short term compared on what you guys had. And the second question is about distribution that meant that I had a lot of challenges on renewal of concessions of distributors, and that the ministry, they're about to open an auction about the subject. I would like to know a little bit more about this, if the government, if the ministry, if they are talking about which companies and what can we expect. If we can expect something this year or any recommendation that may happen, and what do you guys expect about the process, if it can be work different since the last time that we've seen. Good afternoon, Carolina. I'm going to divide the answers between Ricardo and Alexandre. Ricardo, can you please answer the first part of the question? Okay, good afternoon, Carolina. About your question, what it affects on what we tell you guys and show you guys about the CapEx. Of this has an effect on the number of costs, okay? And this is going to have some reflexes on the energy market as well. And we must analyze as well the demand that we have about this. We have a goal, 5-year goal ahead, and we have to monitor everything to see about the offer, it's going to be good, and the demand, and a lot of the cost as well. Let me just bring you an example. Recently, we had something with Chile, but just to let you know, it has an increase of this peak energy. Increase on last 15 years, about more than 30%. Just for you to know that it reflects on all the world about the numbers of the line increase, the energy increase costs. And it affects as well the increase of the energy costs, the energy prices for all the segments, all the groups. So we're going to monitor this. If you're going to work about the short period of times, long to work about this, we're going to look about this and about the best way. And related to the second question about the renewal of the concessions that we had about this, Alexandre will help you with the answer. Hi, good afternoon, Carolina. About your question on the renewal, it's hard to say what's going to happen this year in terms of the ministry of ANEEL about this theme. But obviously, this discussion, their discussions, they're going to be keeping happening. They're going to keep happening. But our position stays the same, that regulation works, searching to share these goods with the people, and it's going to be like the last offers as well. Thank you. Thanks for your question. Oh, thanks for the opportunity. Our next question comes from Andressa Paio, sell-side analyst from Santander. We are going to open the audio so that you can ask your question live. Andrea, please go ahead. Good afternoon. I have one question related about the distribution. We had some legal change, recent legal changes about the reduction of ICMS. And if you have a discussion about the potential of the reduction be near zero, I'd like how you guys could say about this and how it would impact on the profitability, on the energy, on the costs as well, for the older ones and the newer ones as well. Good afternoon, Andrea. Thanks for your question. And these statements, they're quite recent. And like you said, they have the ICMS factor that it's not set as well. And since we have a lot of uncertainty about these reductions next year, if it's going to happen or not, and the uncertainty about all of this internally, we're checking all these impacts on the margins and mainly following up about how the market flows. Since all these changes, they affect everybody. And it occurs in a way that adjustments on the market may happen. So since it's like very recent, we are right now making this analysis about all these facts and working with this. Thank you, Roberta. Our next question comes from Henrique Peretti, sell-side analyst from JP Morgan. We're gonna open your audio so that you can ask your question live. Henrique, please go ahead. Hi, good afternoon. My question is about the payments not happening. We had we've seen an increase on Mato Grosso and Roraima. I'd like to know if it's momentaneous or if it's about the structure as well. Oh, good afternoon, Henrique. I'm gonna ask Newton Augusto, our director, to help us with this. Good afternoon, Henrique. Thanks for your question. I understand that we had a momentaneous effect on this with Mato Grosso and Mauricio already talked about this, that we had this number last year compared on, we had a 3 month time that worked with these cuts that we had adapt on the provisions as well. But right now we have a more favorable scenario right up ahead. We've talked about reduction of ICMS, of the support that the government is going to give to all of them, and the taxes that we have expecting these people for not to pay the bills. We're going to check about this and work with this. And with the reduction of these numbers, profits, and we check that we're going to have some benefits with the provisions as a full scenario. It's going to be only momentaneous, in my opinion. Thanks for your question. Thank you, everybody. Just a reminder that you make your questions. They must be sent via the Q&A icon at the bottom of your screen. Your name will be announced that you'll be able to ask your question live. Without further questions, we are now ending our Q&A session and ending this earnings conference call from the second quarter 2022 from Energisa. The investor relations department is available to answer all the other questions. Thanks for your participation and have a nice afternoon. Thank you. See ya.